Hey guys, you're listening to the Enough Podcast.
I'm Jennifer, a wife, mom of four, an author. I love having one-on-one conversations with women, talking about our identity in Christ. But most of all, I am completely in love with Jesus.
And I'm Courtney, a wife, a mom, and a West Texas woman with a passionate love for Jesus.
We declare we've had enough
and discuss how we are enough. Hey guys, welcome back to the Enough Podcast. This week we have a very special guest, my sister. Yay!
Hello everyone.
Hey Caitlin.
We have Courtney and Caitlin. Yes, our parents did mix that up a lot growing up.
Quite funny. It got worse when people actually thought we looked like twins too.
Jen, do we look alike?
I don't see twins. I mean sisters, okay. Yes, but not twins.
Awesome.
That's funny.
So Caitlin, do you want to tell us a little bit of your story?
Yeah. So a little background is I was born in a great Christian home. When I became a Christian, sometimes I would fall into that trap of trying to perform and earn God's love and approval. But thankfully, the unconditional love my parents and sister showed me helped me learn to accept God's love and realize I didn't have to earn that. Mm-hmm. Also, I used to be kind of shy growing up and quiet. Mm-hmm. Making new friends is difficult, as I'm sure it is for a lot of people. But thankfully, I got to practice making new friends. And then I went off to college. And something my sister said stuck with me. She said, you know how you've appreciated that people have come and befriended you, made you feel welcome. Now go be that for other people. And God gave me the courage to start practicing that and brought a lot of joy to share God's love with other people who might just need some encouragement that particular day. And there was a point in my life when I was wondering what my purpose was. Was I on the right path that God wanted me to take to become the person he wanted me to be? My grandmother, she read Psalm 139. And it talks about all the days ordained for you were written in his book before one of them came to be. And this reminded me that God gave me a purpose and he put me and given me a peace to follow this path that he put me on. And so I just got to rest in that he given me a purpose and he gave me the strength to do what he needed me to do. So that kind of wraps up the background part.
Caitlin, I absolutely love that you were able to lean on that verse in the Word of God and have a lot of faith and trust in his purpose for your life. So I can testify that Caitlin is like the sweetest, most soft-spoken person ever. And I remember her during that season. College is hard. You're thrust out of where you're comfortable. You're thrust into being on your own kind of for the first time. Whether or not you've been to college or not, there is a period when you leave your parents' home. You leave the nest. And that season is hard. And it can be made harder if you are a really soft-spoken person. And I remember telling Caitlin about that, like, go out, be a friend, be the friend you want. And she did it so much better than I did. Like, she like was like, oh, my sister told me, so I'm going to go do it. Like, she did it so well. I remember her befriending so many people who really needed a friend, and that your shift and your focus from being how you were feeling and sad and scared because you're away from home to being focused on loving on someone who needed it completely turned around what was going on in your
like what was important because people's opinion of me became less important than getting to share God's love with people.
So is there more to your story?
There is. So a few years ago, I was in a relationship with this guy. He was really nice, considerate, and a hard worker. You know, we were both Christians, had similar goals in life.
Y'all went to the same church?
Yep. And, you know,
that's where we're supposed to meet people, right?
Right. And, you know, we got engaged, then started asking more in-depth questions about our faith, which we ended up finding a few areas where we're just on different pages completely. Like, for example, he didn't believe I was using one of my gifts from God correctly. So I'd feel torn because if I used it, then I'd be disrespecting his wishes.
Mm-hmm.
But if I didn't use it, I'd be dishonoring God.
Who gave you that gift?
Yes. And just like being like a bratty little kid that said, oh God, I don't want this gift anymore. I don't like it.
Right.
No. Yeah. I just could not do that.
I like this boy so much and I'm going to do what this boy wants.
No. Like, I know that kind of shed more light on the differences we had. You know, looking back as we were dating, I could see some like red flags about these disagreements
mm-hmm.
and differences that we had. And in hindsight, I should have probably brought that up sooner in the relationship.
But I mean, you were dating. He was nice. He was happy. Y'all went to the same church. Like all the boxes that were supposed to be checked off looked like they were checked off. And yeah. It wasn't until that y'all continued to move forward in your relationship that y'all finally ran up against these roadblocks.
Issues. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like another thing, sometimes when we would talk about faith, I felt like he was patronizing me. He would talk to me like I was a stupid little kid that didn't know anything.
Right.
Which was weird.
That you didn't have a faith of your own and that he had
to be taught.
Mold you.
Yes. And it's kind of weird that he did that because in other areas of our relationship, he would value and respect my opinion and I felt like we were partners. But when it came to faith, we didn't act like we were partners.
It was so weird because it was such a fine line between encouraging you.
Yeah.
But it crossed the line from being encouraging you in your faith to patronizing.
Yeah. And that's making me feel like I was stupid and I knew I wasn't. I knew like I had a very good foundation and yet it's like he questioned that.
Yeah.
It's like he didn't know me well enough to figure that out anyway. And sometimes, which this can be good and bad sometimes, he could be as stubborn as a mule when we had differing opinions. He would like, quote unquote, look into the matter, but he had already made up his mind that he was right.
And that stubbornness and loyalty and firm, what's the word? Steadiness is like a great thing.
Yeah. But if it keeps you from missing out on something that God wants to teach you,
right,
then it can be a bad thing. And now it's really hard to tell the difference
right
between those two things. And like the image that came to mind when I wanted to share things that God had taught me that just freed me and allowed me just to enjoy God's love more and be the person he created me to be. When I'd share these things with him, sometimes he would start to believe them, but then it was like, it was too scary for him because it was different.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't necessarily logical in the way that an engineer's mind would work.
Mm-hmm.
And it scared him. So he would run back to his figurative, padded, comfy prison cell. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes because it was hard for him to think outside the box, he would end up putting God in a box and limiting him. It like limited his freedom in God and experiencing the fullness a relationship with God.
Because sometimes as Christians, we can't put God in a box. You know, we can say that God only does these certain things. And if God does anything outside of that, our human minds can't comprehend that. So exactly. you're talking about the fact that you wanted to live outside of that box. You wanted to say, no, God is able to do exceeding abundant above all you can ask or think, and not stay inside of that box.
Yeah. It was almost like he was keeping God at arm's length, because getting any closer was just too much. It was too scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of the problem with that is he'd want me to join him in his comfy little padded prison cell.
As husband and wife should do. Like,
we should be on the same page, but
yeah.
Right.
Problem is, it would be backpedaling or taking a step back.
Going back to that place of fear that you used to live in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For you personally.
And right. I did not want to go back there. Mm-hmm. I had been there once, and, you know, God freed me from that so I could experience the fullness of his love. And I just was not going to go back to a self-made cage. Yeah. I had enough of that.
Y'all were staring down the barrel of wedding bells. Mm-hmm. Y'all were 3 months
out
away from walking down the aisle.
When this hit the fan.
Yep.
Wow.
And you know, we did try to reconcile our differences.
Y'all really did.
If we could come to a compromise, but
it's not like y'all just ran into this and was like, okay, bye.
Threw up our hands and like, too hard, walk out.
Yeah. Like,
we tried. It just.
Y'all met with wise counsel, multiple different wise counsels.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And neither one of us was going to budge. And, you know, I realized that if we got married, I would not be able to follow where he was leading, where he'd lead the family. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be able to respect him as a wife should respect her husband. So when I prayed about it and fasted about it, I came across the story of Esther. And, you know, Esther and Mordecai had to do the hard thing, even though it was really scary.
Yeah.
Esther had to go stand in front of the king.
Potentially lose her life.
Mm-hmm. To save her people, to do what God had called her to do. Mm-hmm. And Mordecai stood up to Haman and went and bowed down to him, which put him in a lot of trouble.
Which meant that he could lose his life.
Yes. And so I ended up calling off the wedding.
If they could do that and
God saw them through it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And took care of them. He would also take care of me for making the hard choice.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have been fair if I'd married this guy without being able to respect him.
Right. Yeah. Which is so, like, what you did, I'm still amazed at your strength, even to this day, because in society, like, this is the end goal. Wedding bells, wedding dress, walking down the aisle, cutting the cake. That is what, like, society glorifies so much. That's how every movie ends. That's how this all goes.
Not to mention weddings have become very expensive. Hence, like, the importance is placed on them.
Right. Like, it's a whole big thing. And instead of doing that, you chose God. You chose to do the excruciatingly hard thing. And how did you do that? How on earth did you make that? Were you able to make that decision? There we go.
Well, like comparing like the two options. If I'd gotten married, it would have been like I was continually being pulled into the padded prison cell and always feeling that tension of going back to the way I was. Whereas if I did get married, I get to live in God's freedom and the fullness that he offers us. Mm-hmm. So when looking at it like that, it was an easy choice to make.
What would you say to anyone who is in a similar situation?
One, God is your strength. As cheesy as that sounds,
it's true.
He's the one who gave me the strength and the peace and the direction to be able to call off the wedding, to do it in a gracious manner. He gave me the words to say and gave me the strength to walk away and continue walking towards him and the life he had for me. You know, he gave me great friends and my family. Like, my mom came and stayed with me at my apartment. I had friends calling me and saying, hey, let's go hang out. So I didn't feel alone. But for someone who's in maybe a similar situation, living in God's freedom and the abundant life he has for you is much more worth it than being married if you have some of these huge roadblocks that are standing in your way.
Yeah.
Because it would have been like kind of my dream.
It's every little girl's dream.
You know, like, he wanted to live out on land. He wanted to have kids. He liked animals. Like, all like the little check boxes for me.
Yeah.
Checked.
This isn't your dream. I've known this about you forever. I'm your sister.
Yeah.
I've known you as long as you've been alive. You have always wanted to be a mama.
Mm-hmm.
And to
be a housewife, raise kids in the country, because I know you and I had so much
fun
growing up out in the country.
We're country kids.
Yeah.
Like, this, that has been always what you've envisioned for yourself. Mm-hmm. And you had that, like, right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But having all that would not have been worth it if
you hadn't followed God rather than a man.
Yeah. And I felt like it took me away from God instead of me drawing me closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think that is just such a courageous thing to do. You know, when you are willing to follow God rather than man in those circumstances.
Thank you.
So, Caitlin, what I'm hearing you say is that during that season, when you were on the edge of that decision, you didn't know how it was going to turn out, but you chose to walk into God's arms, to leap into his arms and trust that he would catch you and trust that he would hold you. And he did.
And trusting that he was more than enough for me.
Yeah.
In that situation.
And that's a huge leap of faith.
But considering the alternative, it's so worth it.
Yeah.
Like, after that happened and we broke up, I felt so relieved.
That's crazy.
Because I was free.
I
didn't feel like I was in that place of being oppressed or having to squelch who I really was.
That's awesome, Caitlin. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah. All right, guys, that is it for this week's episode. And if you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to let us know. Reach out to us on EnoughPod over on Instagram.
Or enoughpodladies@gmail.com.
And if you're needing encouragement, if you need a virtual internet hug, seriously, we are here for you guys. Remember, when the going gets tough, and you don't feel like you're enough,
remember, you are enough.